You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirt and Sprague.
Mariners have acquired Josh Naylor, all-star first baseman from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Angie, this is pretty big news for the Mariners.
I think that this guy is a fierce competitor. He's one of those guys that you don't like it when he's on the other team. You don't like to compete against him, but when he's on your team, you absolutely love him.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
They wax this ball down the left field line, and it disappears! An absolute rocket by Randy Arozarena!
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, The Fan and the Fan Radio Network. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
What is happening?
A very big football Friday here on the
Football Fan. Friday. I saw a post yesterday that was the last Thursday that we're going to have without football until February.
Because we got a Hall of Fame.
Technically,
Fame
I think game. Pregame starts or preseason starts next week, I think.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame game.
It's Thursday night.
Yeah, they moved. Remember when they had the incident of whatever they were doing there?
They did the ceremony, then the game, and the field was all screwed up.
It burned the plastic, or the paint didn't work, or whatever, right. So they flipped it around. Now, the game's on Thursday, and then they set up for the Hall of Fame ceremonies.
We got Chargers and Lions next Thursday.
Oh, my.
Catch the Fever live on NBC.
Who's playing? Nobody.
Harbaugh and Campbell. There's some testosterone going for
you. I'll watch that entire first half, probably, and I won't know 97% of the names.
Just get the two head coaches mic'd up for the entire... Like, if you're going to mic up coaches for the game.
That's a good one.
Obviously, there needs to be probably a 30-second delay so they can edit it, but that would get people to tune in for the entire time.
We have obtained audio. We have a lot of audio today, actually. You talk about coaches being mic'd up. It's nothing but greatness.
Mm.
We have coach audio today.
Coach audio out of the NFL?
Oh,
non-NFL coach
college
audio.
Football.
College football coach audio.
But you're going to think it's the NFL.
It's going to sound like it.
It's going to sound like it, which is great. I know Campbell is younger, and so you're going to pick him. But, like, I guess if you could rewind Harbaugh 15 years.
Okay. Stanford Harbaugh.
Let me look at that age gap.
Chicago Bears Harbaugh.
No, not
that would be a long time ago. Harbaugh, I would guess Harbaugh's
in his... So Harbaugh's 61. How old do you think Dan Campbell is?
Dan Campbell.
He's got to be,
I'd say,
close to 50.
Yeah, about 50-ish.
He's 49.
49, yeah. Okay.
So if you could...
Slight gap.
If you could backtrack 12 years to make them the same age, who wins the handshake? Because you know those are two guys that like shake... Hey, man, and they got a lot of respect, but they start shaking, and now it's getting tighter, and
yes.
Now it's like,
Dan Campbell will win that handshake.
I think Harbaugh will
try. I think you're underestimating Harbaugh as a psycho.
He's absolutely a psycho. I also think there's maybe only one coach that could win that handshake against Harbaugh in his prime, and that would be Dan.
We'll tread water as long as it takes to bury you.
Him and his bear claws and his giant, you know, baseball mitt hands. I don't know if Harbaugh can handle that.
There was a story that I heard a couple weeks back. I forget what podcast it was, but it was a great Dan Campbell anecdote. And it was, it might have been like a Rich Eisen thing or something. I can't remember. Anyways, Dan Campbell is a player. Kind of knew that he liked coaching, like that was an avenue he had a feeling he wanted to go down.
He was a fine tight end, but thought, hey, I can make a career out of this.
And so they basically said at the end of his career, when he could tell his coaches would be like, it's just the intensity's not here, he would hear that and he'd go, I got a coach. And he would basically start a fight in practice.
He would go whoop the hell out of somebody.
Cheap shot people and just get it enough where people start pushing.
He cut the right defensive end.
Yes.
In a friendly way so he doesn't get hurt. And then everybody's punching each other in the face.
Yes.
Melee! God, Dan Campbell's the best.
I tell you this much, Harbaugh ain't patting that Lions coach on the back in a disrespectful manner.
No, no, no. He'll try and win the handshake, but you're not getting that passive-aggressive slap on the back to Jim Schwartz like he did years ago.
I mean, you have that Campbell story, and then you've got one of my all-time favorites. As a Niner fan, when Harbaugh was the head coach, they were trying to recruit Peyton Manning, and so they played catch because Harbaugh wanted to talk with him. Manning showed up, and Manning's just doing routine catch, like what you would do with your nephew or your dad.
He's coming off a neck surgery. This is the offseason after season-ending neck surgery.
Harbaugh's throwing darts.
It's like steaming him in there, and Manning's like, yo, dude. And he's just like trying to like see his masculinity meter or something.
I could throw it harder than Peyton. I still got it, baby. Maybe I should be the quarterback of my own team.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
That's why they have the pass catchers in the game, but they didn't have a pass catcher that day. Usually there's somebody on the side of the QB catching the ball and tossing it to him, and he said, I'm bringing the heat today.
Harbaugh's own worst enemy cost us a Super Bowl. Could have won a Super Bowl if he didn't do that.
Yeah, he might have won a couple of them because Peyton Manning was pretty damn good in Denver, and the 49ers were a pretty good damn team those years, but Alex Smith was fine, not quite peak Peyton Manning in those eras. I saw somebody with a post last night, too, that was, and I know we'll get to the point where we complain about it, and eventually we all get there. But yesterday was one of those days in sports, and I think somebody had a post. It was the fourth quarter with like 2 minutes to go, and it was a Chicago-Seattle game from, I'm assuming, last year. I can't remember when, but it looked like a primetime game, and the score was 6-3 with like 90 seconds to go. And somebody was like, God, I'd kill for this game right now. I would kill to have this game on my TV right now. And we'll get, that'll be like week 9, and we'll be like, dude, Panthers and Saints, why are we watching this Thursday night football? Nobody cares.
Oh, I know.
We get there every year, but as of this point, especially with the night in sports, it's like last night, dude. I would have watched every second of that.
I'm with you 100%.
6-3. Are they going to get a field goal? I don't know. Fourth down. They got to go for it.
I was jonesing for something. Watched all the Mariners Angels game.
Did you? Yeah. I can't watch Mariner games. I don't have
start to finish.
Root and MLB Network isn't on YouTube TV. I've been watching SportsCenter every night just to like see the stuff that I'm maybe not paying attention to enough.
Not much. There was a lot of WNBA last night.
Well, I pay attention to that, but like baseball teams that I don't care about. I knew yesterday was bad because half of SportsCenter was some dude in Wyoming. Like, hey, got my start in Wyoming.
That's rodeo. That was Gary Streisky. He's the morning SportsCenter guy.
Yeah, he's the real
What's
estate
What's he doing
anchor.
In Wyoming?
Well, they're doing 50 states in 50 days.
Oh, that's right.
They're coming to Portland on August 10th for the Thorns rain game.
That's right. I forgot they're doing that.
Yeah, our thing is going to be kind of bad, not because the Thorns are going to be highlighted, but because it feels like in every state, like Oklahoma, the gal was at like some rapids. So they have a rapids near Oklahoma City in downtown, and you can just go there with your kayak and you can go down like man-made.
Oh, okay, kind of jump in, throw it, in, and then
she did that. He's at a rodeo in Wyoming, and I'm like, they're gonna be at Providence Park just highlighting soccer,
like a pregame for a Thorns game.
That's our Portland thing. Yeah,
I don't
like,
know.
Hey.
I don't know what they have planned. If I mean, they should, if they wanted something that's truly Oregon.
Do a SportsCenter hit from Piddick Mansion.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
You could do that. They should have come, and I think they had to be done because Hood to Coast is.
Hood to Coast wouldn't have been a bad idea.
It's all
either.
Wrapped up before football season starts, and I think
they should have had an anchor in Hood to Coast.
Have somebody run Hood to Coast or a SportsCenter team on Hood to Coast.
Kevin Hart did it. Why
filming
can't
the entire
anchor?
Thing? That would have been badass.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Thorn. I mean, look, the Thorns are great. That's a cool thing to highlight in August. There's not a lot of stuff going on in our sports
market. I'm getting
market.
Thorny Saturday. I'm going to the game.
Look at there you getting thorny on Saturday.
I know.
I'm a little jealous of that.
I know.
Weather's supposed to be nice on Saturday.
Wife was like, gorgeous. Hey, do you want to go? And I'm like, nothing else going on.
Absolutely. Is that, are they doing doing the Christine Sinclair?
Don't ask me any questions. Okay. I was asked if I'm going. I've been to there a Thorns go. Game before.
You're not in the loop on what night it is? You got to know what kit to wear.
Well, I know what he's talking about. Yeah, I just don't know what game it is.
They're retiring her number.
Yeah.
First player in franchise history. First one that's thorny that's going
legend.
Up into the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
Also a legend up University of Portland.
On the bluff,
started the career there. The legend started there.
If we did jerseys as a symbolic Portland thing, the way the Indiana Fever did the Stranger Thing themed jerseys yesterday, which were, God, they were remarkable.
Yeah, those are sweet.
I know they're sold out, but like I want to buy my daughter a Caitlin Clark one because she loves Stranger Things and she loves Caitlin Clark.
I mean, that's a two for two right there.
And by the way, can I very quickly, so yesterday, I'm accused of a lot of things yesterday. Allegations are flying.
They were.
Oh, really?
Boy,
I was clearly not paying attention.
Well, I'm a douchebag.
I mean, you rip your shirt off live on the air. People are going to talk about it. It's going to be content for the rest
of
the day
was
for everybody.
Glorious.
I'm not going to beat the allegations. You know what? I can't win. If I defend myself, I'm obviously a liar.
I mean, that's where we might have to set the record straight. I'll set the record straight.
No, it's okay. I'm not mad at the record. The record is what it is.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It was a lot of stuff. My daughter, my 9-year-old, we have swim classes at like 5 o'clock, okay?
All right.
So we get out of swim class, and I don't know if I should be concerned about this, but my 9-year-old is starting to ask about culture and race, right? We don't talk about that stuff, so she's asking questions. And I'm in the car, and she's tired, and she's eating a snack, and we're driving to the next place we have to go to after practice. And I have 105.1 The Fan on, obviously, all time, all day. Right?
P1, shout out.
P1.
Uh-oh.
And Isaac and Suit come back, and they play a cut that my daughter has been saying 80 times a day now for 2 days. Caitlin Clark is white!
Who says that?
Where's it's
that
Stephen from? A. Smith. They have a
talking about Caitlin Clark.
And every time they talk about Caitlin Clark,
Caitlin Clark is white.
They play the Stephen A. Smith. Caitlin Clark is white.
I mean, he's making $10 million a year. It's a pretty astute observation. I did not notice that.
But my daughter's not hearing a black man say it. She's hearing like a British man say it. So she's in the back. Caitlin Clark is white. And then she's like, Dad, what color am I? And I'm like, you have a hue.
It's a hue.
You have a hue.
It's a darker tint.
What's that mean? Oh, God.
I don't want to get into this right now. I'm just trying to think about what to do for dinner. Can we not talk about race relations?
I don't want a race conversation.
Why does everybody hate Angel Reese, Dad? Well, you know, it's a long story.
What's Kelsey Plum? I think she's Puerto Rican.
Good question. I don't know.
I think. What color is her skin? Same as your mom. Mom's Asian. Can this be over?
Is she Asian or Hispanic? I don't know.
Stop, man.
What is she? Figure it out. Get to the bottom of it.
Thank you yesterday to Primetime for not only calling me a douchebag, but also having my daughter stuck in the Caitlin Clark is white.
Yeah, I will defend your honor on the shirt ripoff. You don't want to do it. The perception is out there. This was not a crusade by you. In fact, you were adamantly against taking your shirt off, and we forced you to take your shirt off.
But nobody believes that. That's the target.
Okay. You got to listen to the show.
You listen to the show.
It happened live on the air. You mentioned you think you could rip it off. And then I said, well, now that you've said that, we got to make you do it.
Go.
Once you say I could do something on the air, it's like now the challenge and the gauntlet has been thrown down. We're still waiting for swag to swim his 500 yards.
Well, we got to get to the ocean.
We got
to
do a live show at the ocean at some point.
Pelican.
Like when I said I could eat 6 hot dogs, you guys looked at me like, well, then you're going to have to eat 6 hot dogs on the air.
I could squat 300 and...
You tried it.
We made you do it.
I went there. I signed the waiver.
Legs shaked at 80.
Oh, yeah. 175, and I was tapping out.
It's like, no, not going to happen.
The funniest part was, though, when we checked in, the attendant at the front counter thought you were my son.
Are you Dirk's dad?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, that's not my son. I don't claim him at all. I have to work with him 4 hours
a day.
That was
great.
But he is not my son. I enjoyed when we announced the move to an extra hour of the show for 4 hours. One of the first tweets that we got was somebody asking, how many hot dogs could Dirt eat in 4 hours now? Because I what did I do? Six and
you
3 hours.
Six.
We could try so two an hour, so it'd be eight.
I could do eight. I could do eight hot dogs. I'm not going to do eight hot dogs.
Yeah,
I already did the hot dog
yeah.
thing one time. Yeah. We don't need to do the hot dog thing again. But
no,
you know
the thing about this show is I've learned when we say I could do it, we somehow just like push each other into
we bully
just
the
doing
other
it.
Person into actually
and just
doing
saying
it.
Like, oh, I could see it.
Yeah,
or
we
don't know.
Well, it's because we generally know when one of us is talking out of
full
our
of it
back end.
My favorite two things that I saw yesterday of all the comments on it was one. I love that he's looking down at his laptop to look at himself the whole time. And I'm like, if you think I have YouTube on my laptop during the show, you're
oh,
insane.
Yeah, daddy, shake it for me. Yeah, daddy. You
what
look
am I, A-Rod in a mirror? What am I doing here?
You might have made out with yourself yesterday. I don't know. Things were happening after the show. People were uncomfortable. I'm not sure.
The other one was somebody, I don't know if it was Twitter or Instagram, but somebody's like, oh, typical duck showing off.
I love those when they
and I responded, Oregon State, class of 2011. He goes, hell yeah, bees. And I went, yeah, that's right. That's
I don't listen to that show. A bunch of duck honks on that show. Like, well, not really. There's
well, that was
us,
actually
but
a real telling sign of like, yeah, you clearly don't listen to the program, which is fine, whatever. But
you catch like a 2 minute video on YouTube where we speak positively about the ducks. I hate that show, duck.
Those guys
are duck honks. I'm not going to listen.
That guy on the left side of the screen, he loves Dan Lanning.
Sprague might have made out with himself yesterday, though.
I did.
Full investigation. We'll have to find out.
Threw a shirt in the trash, and I left the building.
How was the drive home shirtless? Probably nice, I'd
it's
imagine.
It's like coming home from a lake or a river,
yeah.
and you're, like, hot. And
or you're at the, you had to drive to the yeah. beach. Maybe you rented an Airbnb at the coast, but it's a drive and not a walk, so you got the shirt off.
I mean, like, would it be the weirdest thing to see around Portland in a car?
No.
No. I actually did that.
Not on a warm summer
day. I've seen a
day.
Person, like, literally smoking crack cocaine in a car before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, crack pipe up, crouch down at light, and I'm like, I got to get away from this car.
I was driving in today, and I was thinking for, like, a two-minute stretch, there was a truck driving literally next to me. And it was one of those, like, you're driving the exact same speed as me. This is getting, like, what is happening right now? And I'm just focused on my coffee. I'm half asleep. And I slowly glance over, and I realize it's a buddy of mine. And he's got his hand out the window. I was like, oh, hey, good morning. What's up, Jack? Good to see you, buddy.
That's my move. If I come up on a friend,
you see him and you recognize
him?
Yeah,
well, I'll go the same speed because it's weird when people do that.
Like, looking out the corner of my eye, like, what the hell's happening here, man? I'm just trying to make it into work, okay?
Yeah, what does your buddy do that requires him to get up at 4:30, 4:45, 5 in the morning?
Is that slinging materials, man?
Okay.
What materials?
Well, you don't want to know.
When you say slanging,
you don't want to know, man. You don't want to know.
All right.
We're building houses, baby.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't exactly.
We have a lot to get to today. It's a busy show. There's a lot of audio.
There is a lot of audio to get to.
Let's start, before we get into all the fun audio that we have, let's start with this. We have a trade.
What?
And I want to ask you guys specifically, because you're very suited to answer the question I have.
Oh.
Of what did you think of this trade? So we'll start there. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, the Fan Network. Let's get it going on a Friday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 The Fan, The Fan Radio Network, 1080 AM and YouTube, the Odyssey app, you name it, we're there. Happy Gilmore 2 Day.
Yeah, it's out. Came out last night at midnight, I saw. I think they usually do those.
Like, you're up at midnight?
No, I just saw a tweet. It was like from last night at midnight, and it said, Happy Gilmore 2, now available.
We've already shared our thoughts on that. I have, like, no expectation that movie is going to be good in any way.
No, very low bar. I don't know if they'll cross it or not, but that first one was such a sports classic that you're absolutely going to get my eyeballs at some point this weekend.
You can't have 1,000 celebrities in a movie and tell me that it's good.
Yeah, probably too heavy on the cameos.
Like, what's a movie with a ton, like that amount of cameos that you're like, man, that was a good movie?
The only one that'll come to mind, and I'm sure there's others that listeners can think of, and now a lot of these are like athlete cameos, which is a little bit different because most of them are bad actors.
Sure.
Anchorman's the only one. When they do the news fight scene and you're like, oh, he's, and then all of
so
the
it's
news.
Stiller, Vaughn.
I mean, I'd have to go back and look at all the different ones.
Yeah.
But there's like 12 different news groups that come together and almost all of them are filled with celebrities and they make their cameos at the end of the movie.
Other thing I was thinking about, I forgot to bring up, and it's something we don't have to do it, but I heard a lot about Hulk Hogan yesterday, right?
Yes.
Obviously.
It's always hard when the news breaks on your show because you don't really have time to process it. You got to talk about it in real time. And he's one of those complicated figures that it's going to take a little time to think about.
I mean, he's a human being, right? Like the separation stuff was happening all yes. over the place. That was a pretty general takeaway for people. Right.
Trying to separate the man who made many mistakes and the cultural icon.
So I thought about this as I heard all the conversations and saw all the pieces that were written and all that stuff. Who is the Mount Rushmore of separating art from artist?
Oh, Michael Jackson, number one.
Really?
Has to be.
I think so.
Has to be, dude.
Okay.
Watch the documentary. People bury their heads in the sand on that one, and you can do that all you want. Like, that's number one.
Pretty sure Kanye West is on this for me.
Kanye West is on there.
And I haven't been able to do it yet.
We still play his music on the show.
And it's I feel uncomfortable
The
sometimes.
Old stuff's good, man. Yep. Why should I have to suffer?
No, I tend to agree with that.
It's good music. I want to listen to it. Why do I have to suffer?
It's just something to
noodle
on.
Because you're a Nazi.
Who are people? It doesn't matter what genre of
God, that is a great question.
The art from the artist. Who's the Mount Rushmore of separate?
Hulk's in the conversation. I don't know if he's on the Mount Rushmore, but Hulk's in the conversation for sure.
Which you wouldn't make a mountain out of these people because they were awful, but like also what they did away from their awfulness.
We already have our first text in on Happy Gilmore said, I watched it this morning at 3 a.m. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But have to watch.
Yeah. I'm gonna watch it.
That's kind of sums it up. That's a perfect description. Even if you put that on like the cover of the movie, like what's the review of this? It's terrible, but you have to watch. I'm like, all right, I'll click play.
3 a.m. You sicko. I love that.
Couldn't sleep. Getting up early. That's still up though. That's good for you.
You guys are more equipped to answer this question question than I. I know the name. I know the team he played for. I don't know a whole lot about his backstory. Mariners yesterday did make a trade.
They did.
I tuned into Seattle radio to get their general reaction in real time, and it was like, yeah, it's not bad. It's not the greatest.
It's not the guy from Arizona that they wanted. They wanted the other guy from Arizona.
Well, they had the guy from Arizona. They didn't want him back. He left, and now he's a Diamondback. The Mariners acquired first baseman Josh Naylor for two minor league pitchers I've never heard of, and I don't know if I'll ever hear their names again.
Probably will not.
Well, the one of them actually pitched for him a couple of times this season.
Cool.
The other one's like it.
Great.
And he got sent back down to the minors.
Yeah.
But Jeff Passan broke this. They added Naylor, who's 28. Obviously, he's a big slugger, first baseman. What do you guys make of Josh Naylor? You guys are equipped to answer this because you're NL West fans.
Yeah, I mean, Arizona's worse not having him, getting a couple of prospects in return. He's, how do I describe Josh Naylor? He's only been in Arizona for 1 year. He's played the majority of his year, I believe, of his career in Cleveland.
Cleveland. He was with his brother.
Yes, there. He was. He's on a one-year deal, and I believe he's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. So it's kind of a rental. Cheaper rental than Gino Suarez, who was the other guy in Arizona that they want. He hits for average, which you love, which is something Seattle desperately needs.
He doesn't strike out. That's the main thing. Yeah. He will be great protection. I'm assuming they'll probably put him fifth.
Yeah.
Right behind Julio. And the tricky part will be where they put a Rosarena, kind of how they configure that. But he doesn't strike out.
You can have him be a table setter and maybe ahead of some of the bigger bats, or you can have him be a guy that, hey, he hits for average. Let's put him behind other guys who we know are reliable to get on base. Like, you can play with it a little bit.
But they've been searching for consistent play at first base. So it fills a hole. It didn't cost him a ton of prospects.
No.
It's a really good, it's a typical Jerry DePoto maneuver. But for where this team is at and how he fits in, I think it's a pretty deft move.
Yeah.
Suarez is going to be in a bidding war, and if you want him, it's going to cost you. And I don't know what he's got left on his contract.
I believe is a unrestricted free agent as well at the end of the year. So I think you're going to have to, it's either a rental or you're re-signing him. And if you're going to give up that many prospects, you better feel comfortable trying to re-sign him. That's the hard part. He's had a year where he's hit 30 home runs. I think he's got 10 or 11 on the year.
He's got 11 right now.
So he's not a huge power hitter, and Arizona's a pretty hitting.
He's batting 290. He's got 60 RBI. If you can get him on, you know, if you can put guys on ahead of him, he's going to put the ball in play and bring in some runs. So it certainly fills a hole that they needed. It's a good move. It's a solid move. I don't know how much it moves the needle.
I don't know if it's enough, is what I would say. There's got to be another.
Certainly helps them stay in the wild. They're number two in the wild card right now. I don't know if that's the one that puts them over the top to hunt down the Astros.
The last thing I'll say, and I think it's one of the more untalked about parts of baseball, is locker room culture. You know, you spend a lot of time with each other when you're playing baseball. It's day in and day out. There's very few off days. You're traveling constantly. Mm-hmm. He seems to have a reputation of being a great locker room guy.
He's an energy guy.
And he is when you watch him play, he is a light your hair on fire kind of rally the boys, get everybody going, high-fiving in the dugout. Like, he's one of those kind of charismatic leaders inside of a clubhouse, and so that can inject a shot of life into the arm of a Major League Baseball team, and so that's almost one of the parts. Like, 50% I like it because he's got a good average this year and he doesn't strike out a ton, which is desperately what their offense needs, and then two, he brings that kind of energy component, which is always something that's welcome.
All right, well, Josh Naylor, the move for the Seattle Mariners. I don't know if that's going to be it for them. Deadline is rapidly approaching.
When is the deadline?
I believe it's the 31st. I think it's Thursday.
So a week from today, or a week from yesterday.
Yeah. So the Mariners made a move. I don't know if it's the move that's going to put them over the top, but it's a move, and some Mariner fans like it. I didn't see a lot of I love this move.
It's not a huge name. It's nice. It's a nice move.
But not the Diamondback they all thought they were getting.
No. And the question is there more? Can you go get somebody else? And
it seems like it felt to me, based on what I heard, a cheap move.
It's going to cost you less.
Yeah, it didn't cost you a lot. Suarez might cost you way more, and so it's like, well, he's going to be expiring. This is something to add a bat, but it's not maybe the bat you needed to add.
Right.
That's what the kind of general takeaway I heard.
It's a fair takeaway.
Let's get into the NFL. Camps opened up for all the teams. We got a lot of NFL audio.
Everybody's talking.
Well, they are all talking. There is a quarterback, a great quarterback, I would say, that just picked up a diehard fan in one, Brandon Sprague.
Oh.
And I'll tell you who that is and why that is.
Look at you.
Next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
That's good shit right there.
Well, got NFL.
A lot of names coming in, by the way.
Oh, the Mount Rushmore of separating art from artist?
Yeah. OJ. I don't feel like I have a hard time. Maybe it's because I never watched him play football. We're not old enough.
USC actively still does this. His number is still in that stadium.
Still, yeah. He still has a Heisman Trophy, I believe, yes, right? Did they take it away? That's a Norm McDonald joke. I don't know if they actually took it away.
Did he sell it?
He might have sold it.
Okay.
That seems more plausible.
He might have had to sell it. Because he lost the... Did he settle? Did he lose a
He never suit? Ended up paying them. That was an underrated, yeah, under-talked about thing. Was the Goldman's like, yo, are you ever going to pay us?
Yeah.
And he was like...
Get the f*** out of here!
Diddy getting chimed in, which... No, Diddy's art sucks. I want nothing to do with Diddy.
Well, but Diddy does have a lot... Like, I mean...
No. No.
Biggie.
No. Yeah, Biggie... No. No. He ruined Biggie's songs by
Mace
talking in the
for
background.
One album.
Mace was great.
Danity Kane. How could you forget?
I'm out on that. Mike Tyson, Kobe.
Mike Tyson's a good one.
Bill Cosby.
I can't believe he outlived Theo.
Isn't that wild that Bill Cosby's still alive?
That's nuts.
I don't know that his, because the minute all that went down, like, you didn't see Cosby reruns anywhere.
The problem with it, too,
don't need to appreciate his work anymore. Like, that's when, like, I'm fine without. When was the last time you watched a Cosby show?
Well, I'll ask you this. I know we're
separating your point, maybe it's not on TV anymore,
art from artists, so this is kind of, I guess, going against the general idea of it. I watched the Cosby show a lot,
yeah,
especially with my grandma. that's one where, like, if you separate the art from the artist, you know that the artist is portraying a family man and a dad who stand up, but it's like, right. How did he get mom in the first place? Yeah.
That was the basis of the show. He's a good dude, good father.
Yeah. Great. That one's a little trickier.
Right.
Michael Jackson, you pointed him out, like...
These are ones where it's like, I still... This is the counter in your head of, like, I still want to appreciate the art. That's where my head is going.
Well, yeah. Did he? I mean,
like, I still listen to Michael Jackson because it's Michael Jackson. Yeah. How do you not listen to Michael Jackson? Not all the time.
You
but
can't
when
escape it
when a song pops up. Yeah. And how you're telling me in October Thriller comes on, you're not going.
I just watched the Gravity Lean performance where he leans forward and looks like he's gonna fall, and you're like, dude, this is crazy. I forget what song it was, but I
think it was Smooth Criminal. I think it was. Wasn't the video? I believe that was in the music video for that.
Oh, I was talking about a live performance.
Oh, a live on stage.
What?
Yeah, pretty banana stuff. So that's where it's like Diddy. I don't need to appreciate Diddy anymore. I'll listen to Biggie, but Diddy's just on in the background. That's not his art to me. That's different. Mm. Same with Cosby. Kevin Spacey's a pretty decent one because Kevin Spacey's got a great Rolodex of TV shows and movies. He is in a lot of good stuff.
He's pretty much gone away.
Well, he's trying to make a
comeback. He's trying to come back.
He's efforting. He's efforting. He's giving it a shot.
That's one like somebody in a circle. Not going to happen, dude.
I don't know. I don't think it's
going to
happen.
I don't know come back from
appreciate the effort, but
that Ellen selfie from the Oscars has not aged well.
No. No, it has not.
She moved to London. Nobody wants her anymore. Kevin Spacey's in that photo. Not great, Bob.
No, not good.
Not good. Separating art from artists, the Mount Rushmore of that. You can just keep chiming in on that if you want on the fan text line at 503-864 6326. We have a lot of NFL training camp stuff going on. Swag, I don't know what page we put all that audio, those audio parts. I'm sorry.
Scrolling.
Oh, okay, I found it. There we go. There is a star quarterback. I was already a pretty big fan of this guy. I know I talk negatively about his team from time to time, so apologies there. Nobody has, I can't say nobody. It's certainly one of the coolest photos of smoking a cigar we've ever seen, and he was a college athlete when he did it.
Smoking on that Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow is part of a Netflix show, and a clip circulated yesterday from the show at camp, and it like resonated with me in a real way. I'm going to play the clip because this is exactly, honestly, how I feel as well.
I don't like boats like that. If you go on a boat, you're committed. Like, you're there for hours. Like, I like a boat for, like, 45 minutes. But then after 45 minutes, I'm like, okay, like, I've seen it all. We're on the water. Like, I get it.
Thank you. That's the accurate take. No offense to boat people out there.
Hit it on the head perfectly.
Like, you give me an hour at the most, I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Can we go to the shore now and get a burger?
Yeah, see, this is where Dirt's Diamond Pontoon Club boat service comes in, because I feel differently on a pontoon. Like, if you give me a grill on a pontoon and I'm, like, out on a lake and you're just kind of floating and chilling and there's music playing, you can jump in, jump out. There's things to eat. You can sit down, spread out.
If you're going to be on the boat for a while, you got to stock the boat.
Yes, that's totally different. But if you get me on like a speed kind of boat and there's not a lot of room and you're kind of, you got your little bucket seat and that's where you're sitting, and then you do the inner tube thing and it's like, okay, that was fun. And then you watch other people get flipped on the inner tube, then I'm 100% in agreement with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I mean, an hour max for me. I was driving over the 205 a couple weeks ago and it was like perfect weather. Was super hot out, and I look over at the Columbia and you just see all the island areas on the Columbia under the 205. Boats are just docked on the beaches and those people are having a great time, but I'm like, I've done this before.
Yeah,
I'm like,
all right,
been here 90 minutes.
Now, do you, beach. 2 o'clock like now, like if you're on a boat fishing's
different.
Oh, I think is that different for you?
I think this is, he's talking casual boat.
Let's go take the boat out. Just cruise around the river.
Yeah. Like my family loves to, we've rented a pontoon boat a couple times and we've gone on a lake and it's been a good time. I'm not anti completely, but there was like a 2 hour mark where I was like, nobody's swimming except the kids. Like
kind of done.
The square footage of this boat's not very big.
Not to mention being the guy that owns the boat. And then not only are you done with that long-ass day, then you got to go load the boat back up.
Well, you got to clean it too.
You got to clean it. Yeah. You got to, I mean, that's just, no thank you, man. This is a good take by Joe Burrow.
I think it's a great
take by Joe
Burrow.
It's a really good take by Joe Burrow.
Aaron Rodgers, his first camp with the Steelers. He talked about the Steeler expectations, Super Bowl or bust.
I think most of the 32 teams would probably say something to that accord at this time of the year. But I think that, you know, there's really only 6 to 8 they really have a legitimate chance. Sometimes it's 10 to 12, and there's teams that surprise you, but I would say on paper, we're probably one of those 10 to 12.
Ooh, we're one of those 10 to 12. Here he comes.
I can't wait for the under to hit. It's going to feel so good.
What is it again this year? 9.5?
I think it's right on that 500.
Right, yeah. On the line.
Well,
of...
you can be 500, but yeah, right
with
on that.
With a tie,
number,
sure. Right. But yeah, it's them winning the Super Bowl.
There's two scenarios that are, I think, funny in two different ways.
Sure.
I think the one you're going to hit on, the Super Bowl,
would be really funny.
Be hilarious if he won the Super Bowl.
Pittsburgh Steelers, he has a great year. They
just
win
a phenomenal year.
He rides
year.
Off into the sunset. Told you the COVID vaccine sucks. I'm going to go start a podcast.
And the other one is, he's terrible. The locker room's miserable. Cam Hayward's like, I hate it here now, and I can't believe I'm saying that. And Tomlin's first sub-500 seasons with that guy.
DK Metcalf punches him in the face at some point in the game on the sideline.
DK's gone.
Oh, no, he's in Pittsburgh. What happened to DK Metcalf?
Oh, yeah. Who am I thinking of?
Pickens.
You're thinking of
Pickens.
George Pickens.
Thank you. Yeah.
He made me do a disastrous, like, wait, what? Did I miss some news? I thought they traded for him.
Pickens and DK is the same guy in my head.
Speaking of George Pickens, did you see First Take got butt cracked with an AI video of him and they played it on ESPN?
Oh, did they?
There was an AI video. I can't remember exactly, but it was basically somebody made a jokey video of him doing something that you would assume George Pickens would do. And First Take played it live on ESPN. They had to come out and apologize. Everybody's like, it's not a real video, dude.
You gotta fire a producer.
Like,
for that.
Somebody, some head's gotta roll for that. You're ESPN, man.
Dude.
That's not me reading a tweet at 8:15. You're the first, that's Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, but if you accidentally play something, you shouldn't be fired for it. If you fired me and I did that, I'd take that to the Supreme Court and I'd say, so Adam Schefter can tease a quarterback injury.
Card it off.
Of the largest magnitude.
Who's back at practice today, by the way.
Just jogging back to practice, by the way.
Running around on the field this
Did
morning.
You hear the morning show before us? The ESPN one, they're like, it's not Shefty's fault. And I'm just like, oh, you little ass kissers.
He just carted off the field.
That was totally his fault.
Yeah. This is a disastrous injury. And he's back at practice the next
What's
day.
What's the injury? A toe.
He turned his toe.
Somebody stepped on it. Oh. Did you talk about that with the offensive lineman?
I mean, look, when I stub my toe on something in the house, I too feel like I'm going to be out for 6 months. But then you take a deep breath and you realize, you know what? I think I'm going to be able to. I'll be able to go tomorrow. I think I'll be all right.
I kicked a dog cage the other day,
dude,
with just my bare foot. Like, I don't know what.
Nothing
my foot
worse than that.
Is. Oh, like, my!
Pay attention. Why am I not paying attention to where my feet are going? Do that all the time.
Just a clown.
Just stubbing it left and right, and you do the.
Unbelievable.
Are you okay?
No. Got more NFL audio clips I want to play. One from are they a contender in your mind, or will they take a natural step back? And the other one, do we got load management potentially around the corner? And an all-time NFL legend teaches a young player how to do it the right way. That's next. More NFL audio on 105.1 The Fan. Another good one, Ty Cobb being tweeted to us, separating art from artist. I said, yeah, Ty Cobb killed a guy, but man, his catch in center field was awesome.
That's pretty good. Mel Gibson got sent in.
Mel Gibson's a fantastic
Mel Gibson,
one.
Mel solid.
Because the Patriot was on television a couple weeks ago, and I watched like 40 minutes of it.
I definitely watched that movie on the 4th of July, sitting around during a little guy's nap. I'm like, what am I going to watch? Eh, you know. Let's defeat some British, shall we? Roman Polanski got sent in. That's pretty good. R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Chris Brown still has a lot of defenders. He's still out torn doing stuff.
I'm not going to pretend the people in my house
don't enjoy Chris Brown from time to time.
From artists.
Separate the two.
Man, he can dance.
You got to separate it. He's got great moves.
Let's keep going on some NFL stuff. I had some good audio. Yeah, I thought Rodgers' stuff was interesting.
He threw a pick on his first team drill of the practice. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Threw a pick.
Do you agree with J.J. Watt? We should stop keeping stats in these scrimmage training camps.
I actually wanted to talk about that today. I think it's one of the dumbest things that exists and that any sports fan does, like, at any level.
Isn't that the time to throw your interceptions?
It's literally the whole point. Just say, hey, can I fit this ball into this window? Oh, no, I can't. All right, that's good to know for when the real games start and the stats actually matter.
Mm.
People do this. These are coming out. Like, the ESPN radio station in Cleveland. They send out a graphic after every practice of the quarterback's completions and touchdowns and interceptions.
The problem with that graphic is, I also, if I have this right, because I saw some of these stats a couple weeks ago with the rookie minicamp.
Yes.
Dylan Gabriel
was 11 for 19 for 2 touchdowns and 2 picks.
If I'm correct, I don't believe they actually get to watch the entirety of the practices.
I don't believe so. I don't think you just hang.
Just in their windows, what they're allowed to see.
Right.
Let's get to some more camp audio. How about Sean McVay yesterday on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, one of our favorites, talking about potential load management, Matt Stafford, or a different approach as he goes into year 17. 17 years in the NFL.
That's pretty wild. It's been that long.
Here is Sean McVay.
You know, going into year 17, we were going to take a modified approach, you know, so that he can feel as good physically, mentally, and emotionally anyways. We did that in the offseason. I thought he was awesome. Had a little bit of soreness creep up. And so, you know, Reggie has confirmed, and Matthew the same, that he should be good to go in a couple days.
He's in year 17. How much do you still have to inject yourself as the person holding him back to protect him?
Yeah.
Does he have the, I'm a vet now, I'm just, I know I'm not going to start, or is he trying to go out there and you're holding him back like you've
been? Oh, no, you have to hold him back. That's it.
He wants to be out there.
Yeah, of course.
That's
he's
awesome.
An elite competitor, but he's also so damn smart where he understands the intent of why we're doing it, but that doesn't mean he doesn't want to partake in every single thing. Mm. It's the same thing with Devontae, with Rob Havenstein, with Tyler Higbee, and that's what you want, us pulling them back, not the other way around. But he is, man, he's in a really cool place, Kay, and I think the love that he has for this game and the love for competing and putting himself out there and really going for it, he represents and epitomizes the things that we want to be about as a team, and he's an igniter. He makes people and situations he's around just better. He elevates the space he's in, and when he's in the right headspace like he is and what he wants to be for his teammates, you know, there's a lot of belief because of number nine at the switch.
How many 300-yard passing games did Matt Stafford have last regular
season? Ooh, that's a good question. I know, statistically speaking, he did not have a great season. I think it was 20-something touchdowns. He was sub-10 interceptions, I believe, single digits.
It was 20-8.
20-8, okay. I would say three.
Three?
Three would be my guess.
Two.
Not a lot of them.
He had a game in week two. They won the game 19-9. He threw 110 yards.
Yeah, there were some clunkers in there for him last year, and there were some clunkers for them as an offense, too. I mean, Kupp was out for the majority of the year. Puka Nacua missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's interesting how quickly they've been able to flip from F them picks, we won a Super Bowl, it all worked out, to, all right, now we're in a bit of a reset. Will we be able to do anything after that? He had the back injury. Is he going to play? Like, all those things going on, and now they're back as the, for a lot of people, the clear-cut favorite in the NFC West because of what they've done and what they built defensively through the draft. The best part for Stafford now is they don't need him to necessarily be the guy that he was a couple of years ago because of that. Like, can you just go out, play some good defense, run the ball a little bit, manage the game, don't turn it over, be a nice vet, and then when we need you to make a couple of big plays a game, can you go out and do it? He's in a really good spot now.
Well, one of the reasons they're in a good spot is because of, you mentioned, one of the young players they took in the draft was Jared Verse. Man, Jared Verse against Philadelphia was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
And he's trying to get his body right, so who does he turn to? Former Ram great, Aaron Donald. So Jared Verse calls Aaron Donald and says, hey, man, can I work out with you? And he says, sure, come on over. Here's Jared Verse's experience working out with Aaron Donald.
We show up. He doesn't say hi or nothing like that. He sees me. He's like, come on. Gives me a little dap up. We walk inside. He's like, stretch how you have to. I stretch. We do four. Everything he does is like a circuit. We do four workouts. It's all cardio. Versus the climber, bike, what was it, lunges and core, four rounds each. You do all that. You're already tired. You're kind of like, oh, my God, whatever. Then you do four sets of core, two different, like, workouts. So it's, like, eight different workouts, four sets each. You do all that for four sets. You go through it. He's like, are you ready for the real workout? I'm like, but I've been here for 45 minutes. What are you talking about? We go to the weight room. It's all arms. That's why he's big as hell. We go to the weight room. It's, like, eight different circuits, all arms, four sets each. I'm there for an hour and a half. His wife came in laughing at me. I told her to call the police. I'm dead serious. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm dead serious. I told him to call the police. She wouldn't do it. I tried to lie and say my mom was at my house and I had to go let her in. He told me to give my keys to his management or assistant or something. They'd go let my mom in. So I wasn't leaving. Finished the workout. I'm, like, dead tired. I'm exhausted. I had a plan to, like, you know, go do jump in the sauna afterwards. Didn't happen. Had plans to watch film. Didn't happen. Went home and I didn't work out for, like, another, like, day and a half because I couldn't move my body.
That's why Aaron Donald is Aaron Donald.
That's why he's probably the GOAT. And versus a young guy learning the right way.
Still an absolute stud for a young player. I'll never forget the Aaron Donald knife workout. Remember that when he was like doing the hand stuff and the guy had like an actual knife?
Crazy.
He's like swatting it out of the way. That guy was absolutely psychotic.
Good stuff out of the Rams. We'll see what happens with Stafford. I didn't get to my other audio clip of, is this team going to take a natural step back? So we'll get to that a little bit later. But we start the second hour with some college football. We're getting some college football. There's a lot of audio out of college football as well, including one local cut that we have to play. Hour number two on 105.1 and the Fan Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.